Hi, my name is Dr. Patricia Murugami. Welcome to your next best self. I know you might be wondering, who's this Dr. Patricia Murugami? Well, I'm a leadership catalyst, a leadership coach, an educator on matters to do with life, leadership, love, and legacy. And I hope that as you start to listen in and practice some of the leadership insights we'll be sharing here, you'll begin to see your next best self. Hi, welcome back to your next best self with me, Dr. Patricia Murugami. You know, of late people have been asking me very interesting questions around conflict they're having and how to navigate that conflict. And I think many of us do not like conflict. I personally was a conflict avoider many years ago until I realized that conflict actually has an opportunity for us to deepen our connections with people, to re-understand and redefine our values, and to build potential boundaries. Mm-hmm. So people think boundaries are just walls to keep people out, but actually they're not. Let me define what a boundary is. A boundary is a personal clear limit for how people behave towards us. Now, my question is, if you have a home and you really love that home, you will make sure there's a fence, you will put a gate because you value that home. And so in the same way, if you value your time, you value your physical space, you value the conversations, relationships, content that you consume, then I think it's important for you to think about boundaries. So today I'm going to talk about the first of several boundaries, time boundary. Now, time boundary in this day and age is a big one, especially because we are operating in an always-on culture. 24/7 supermarkets, 24/7 banking using M-Pesa or online banking, 24/7 access. You know, I'm reminded of many years ago how we used to stand outside a telephone booth. My children are like, a telephone what? And I need to take them for us to try. And I remember my days in campus would all queue outside the one booth that was working. And then it would swallow your 10 shillings and you'd have to hit the booth and get the money out and try again. And people's eyes were boring through your back, telling you it's time for you to get out. Now, in those days, you planned to go to the phone booth and make the call and then walk back to your room or to your class. In this day and age, that's unheard of. To a large extent, you have access to anyone through a small gadget known as a mobile phone, which resides in your pocket or your purse. So time boundaries have become a very rare thing for many of us. So how can you start to raise your time boundaries and why is it important? In the very first place, I think that it's really important that we know when we need to be accessed and when we need to also spend some alone time reflecting, reading, writing, thinking, doing deep work, as Cal Newport talks about in his book, Deep Work, which we just, by the way, read as the fifth book in our Be a Whale Global Network book a month challenge. And he argues that you need to do 4 hours. Yes, 4 hours within which you do some concentrated deep work. And the argument around time boundaries is that when you put boundaries around specific tasks, specific engagements, and you also put time boundaries around time that you're accessed and time that you can be on your own, it actually helps you become a better person. So how can you begin to define your time boundaries? Do a time audit. How much time are you spending with people? Which people are you spending time with? And what's the impact of the time you're spending with those people? How about how much time are you spending doing certain tasks? Which tasks have you spent your time doing over the last week? If you were to do a time audit, what would it show in terms of your Google Calendar or your physical diary? And then time boundaries at work. Do you honor your employer or your client? Do you get into work on time, if not before time? And do you ensure that every waking moment that you're in the office or serving that person or doing that work, you actually are giving it your 100%? Now, the other day I was reviewing homework for our children and our daughter was just saying, how she's so tired and how, you know, she needs to finish off her homework. And I told her not to give in to the temptation of writing badly because she's tired. Because when you do your work well, it's actually honoring not only you, the others who use that work, but if you believe in God, it's also honoring God. So she kind of sat up, washed her face, and wrote properly. You see, a time boundary also helps you focus on the things you need to do. In my first book, Rise, I challenge myself and all of you to stop multitasking, to actually focus on doing one thing at a time, something I've learned from the men in my life, starting with my father, brothers, husband. And they constantly would say, we can't multitask. And I used to think, how can you not multitask? I mean, that's kind of a deficiency. But I saw the folly of my behavior and the behavior of many women, I think, and men who multitask. And as a result, you give sporadic thought and focus to both or the multiple things you are thinking you are focusing on. So I want to encourage you this next couple of days, do an audit this year. What time boundaries do you need to put? Do you need to put some time boundaries around social media? Do you need to put some time boundaries around some of the shows you're watching? Maybe they're consuming so much of your time. Yes, it's good to rest and enjoy the shows, but maybe you have a target to read certain books. And as a result of that, you can't read those books because your time boundary with that series is actually non-existent, let alone corroded. Perhaps you need to put a time boundary around bedtime, waking up time, time to exercise, time to do exemplary, outstanding work, time to engage with people. Perhaps one time boundary is around not putting the phone on the table when you're meeting someone, because it actually suggests that that's a third person. And if you all have phones on the table, remember that many times you're distracted to just glance at the phone as opposed to giving our undivided attention to the person we're meeting. I want to challenge you to think deeply about your time boundaries, the time you're putting into things that matter and the time that you're putting into things that don't matter, that maybe you're doing because you're people-pleasing, you're under pressure to conform, or maybe you don't want to resolve a specific conflict within yourself or with other people. I dare say a person who has high time boundaries is well on their way to becoming an impactful leader. Many years ago, a wiser mentor told me, don't carry your baby to work and don't carry your work to your baby. I know these days we bring our children to work and all that. And I think over the last 2 years, working from home has presented its own unique opportunities, but also unique challenges. One of the time boundaries that I have used in terms of working from home is to make a very clear demarcation between my work hours and my home hours, even if it's within the same physical space. So little things like actually defining where you work, where you study, and ensuring that that is what you do there. And when it comes to eating or any other activities, you move to another space. Another thing that has helped me a lot is to ensure I'm accountable to someone. So that when I say I finished this call at this time, I don't get tempted to say, let me just check one more email. Let me just do this thing since I'm seated here. I have someone who says, we agreed it's dinner time. We agreed it's this time. We agreed we're exercising. We agreed we're doing this. So having accountability will help you leave your time boundaries. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are operating in a space that you have no boundaries around your time, the time you have been gifted by our Maker is the only thing you have. Beyond that time, which is our lives, then we build everything else. Ring fence and raise your time boundaries. Use your time wisely to work well, to live well, to love those who are around us and to serve them well. And soon you will see yourself becoming a truly transformational person. Here's to your next best self with higher time boundaries.